KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Five suspected robbers have been killed in a shootout with police in Ntuzuma, north of Durban. Officers are busy combing the area for more gunmen who fled the scene this morning. The police's Robert Netshwender says they were acting on information about an unconfirmed number of suspects traveling in two vehicles. He says it's believed they were planning to carry out a business robbery in Kwamashu.
The suspects' two vehicles were parked at the corner of Mduvu and Melusi Street, and suspected that the suspects had a disagreement which led to shots being fired amongst themselves. Police stumbled upon the altercation and suspects turned their guns to the police and police retaliated. During the shootout, four suspects were shot and fatally wounded. A search in the vicinity of the crime scene led to the discovery of the body of the fifth suspect who had attempted to flee and sustained gunshot wounds.
Netshwender says they've recovered three firearms so far. He says another two suspects who allegedly shot each other were found at a hospital. Now, the Land Reform and Rural Development Portfolio Committee will today descend on Nongoma to meet with King Misisulu Kazwelithini to discuss the Ingonyama Trust Board. The meeting will be held this afternoon. The King is the sole trustee of the trust, which controls 2.8 million hectares of communal land in the province. He and the Land Reform and Rural Development Minister have locked horns over who has the authority to appoint or suspend board members. The Zulu monarch feels the current board is undermining him and wants the members suspended immediately. Chairperson Albert Mwango says the parliamentary committee is also expected to meet with Cooperative Governance MEC Tulasizwe Buthelezi this week to find solutions to the challenges faced by the trust.
We are meeting Amakhosi because they are an important stakeholder in the Ingonyama Trust, because in terms of the law, they are listed as beneficiaries of the trust. So it will actually be very, very important also to hear what they have to say about the operations of the Ingonyama Trust.
And with the country locked in stage four of the rolling blackouts, trade union SAFTU has criticized the government, saying the return of load shedding is a direct consequence of its mismanagement of Eskom. Load shedding was ramped up to stage six yesterday after multiple generation units tripped over the weekend. Eskom downgraded the power cuts to stage four this morning after bringing 8 out of 10 units back online. SAFTU's Newton Masuku says they're reiterating calls for a radical transformation of the energy sector.
Eskom's deteriorating performance reflects years of underfunding, corruption, and privatization efforts that have prioritized profits over people. The government's failure to invest in maintaining and expanding public energy electricity generation, coupled with its reckless drive to privatize the energy sector, has left South Africans at the mercy of rolling blackouts.
Eskom says it will update the country on the power situation this afternoon. A recap of our lead story. Five suspected robbers have been killed in a shootout with police in Ntuzuma, north of Durban this morning. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.